Joseph, the 11th son of Jacob, is sold to a merchant caravan by his jealous brothers and taken to Egypt. Because God gives Joseph the power to interpret dreams, the Pharaoh makes him an advisor or lord of his household and a ruler throughout the land of Egypt. The great famine that Joseph told the Pharaoh about comes over the land, but because Joseph has stored a great abundance of food, Egypt has more than enough. Jacob, who is living in the land of Canaan, sends his sons to Egypt to buy food. Joseph reveals himself to his brothers and has all his family brought to Egypt. More information can be found in Genesis chapter 37 and 39 through chapter 50.
Author's note. I think you would really enjoy the full story of Joseph because it has so many twists and turns. How Joseph is favored by Jacob, his father, because he is the first son of the wife he chose and loved. How Joseph's dreams cause his brothers to become jealous and sell him to merchants going to Egypt, and then tell Jacob that Joseph has been killed and eaten by a wild animal. Joseph is just a young boy when he is sold, but in Egypt he accomplishes much, but is falsely accused of rape and spends years in prison. But because he can interpret dreams that come true, the Pharaoh summons him to give a meaning of a dream that he had that no one else can explain. Joseph explains the dream to Pharaoh, telling of a great famine to come and lasting 7 years. Joseph is now 30 years old when Pharaoh puts him in charge of his land, and Egypt is saved from a disaster. The story goes on to tell how Joseph responds to his brothers who come for food. He brings his whole family to Egypt and has a heart-filled reunion with Jacob, his father, who thought Joseph was dead.